Now, in human toxicology, we're going to look at the exposure, metabolism, storage, and elimination of toxic compounds. So the first thing is routes of exposure. So obviously, we can ingest food, take it in, we can take in water, your chemical can be present, so it's getting into the gastrointestinal tract. We can breathe in a chemical, so our inhalation then takes it to the lungs. In the lungs, it crosses in from the barrier, which is our membranes in our lungs, through into the blood system, and again, it's then distributed. And obviously, we have got direct dermal contact or eye contact, and in this case, the chemical simply crosses over our skin, which is again a membrane barrier, which is normally preventing the access of chemicals through the system. But if we take an organic compound, which has got some ability to dissolve in another organic compound, then your skin is an organic compound and it can pass across. So once we get into either the gastrointestinal tract, the lungs, or from our dermal or eye contact into the blood lymph system, then we're able to move things around the organism. So the key is at this point here, we're then distributing the chemical throughout the human. Now the processing systems for getting rid of chemicals are the liver and the kidney. So first line of defense then is that these things are taken out and eliminated, but if the liver and the kidney are either overloaded, in which case they can't process that amount of chemical per unit time, and the body is remarkably good at stripping out stuff very quickly. In imaging technology, CT scans, they inject people with dyes. They have got 3 minutes to complete their imaging and the chemical's gone. Okay, so they inject the chemical, and within that amount of time, it's being stripped by the liver and the kidney, and it's vanished. So it's a remarkably fast processing system for getting rid of foreign chemicals. Now, if it exceeds their capability to get rid of them, or they simply can't recognise and get rid of that chemical, then it gets into the extracellular fluids, and from there, it can either be removed by secretion, or it can be stored into fats or bones. So we'll be looking at the toxicology of lead and mercury. Lead's a classic example, which will end up in bones. We're looking in the pesticide section at insecticides. DDT is a classic example, gets into the extracellular fluids, stored in fats. Well, there are options, as I say. There are some compounds that they've got no ability to get rid of these things. Okay, so man makes sets of chemicals that haven't been around before. Those sort of chemicals then can basically baffle the system. It's got no biochemistry to deal with it. In the case of most chemicals, though, they will be identified and then they'll be eliminated. But if you exceed the elimination capacity, then it simply passes through. Now, obviously, we have got other routes for getting rid of things. We can simply not be able to pass that thing into the blood lymph system. It's going to go straight through. The lungs can simply expire it, and again, it shoots back out. So these are our routes for eliminating our compounds down here. These are our routes for storage over here. And the metabolism is when it's got into the gastrointestinal tract and into the blood lymph system, and we've got processing going on in that pocket there.